Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. My name is Sarge. I will be your host, as I always am, at ease, delinquents, at ease. So, I got all the preliminary stuff done for my surgery for the 14th, so I'm good to go. I should be good to go. Cut me open, doc. Fix me up. Send me back out there. I'm ready to go. Give me a water prescription and some ibuprofen. I'm ready. I'll be healed. Oh, man. So, happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Happy Super Tuesday. If you don't know what Super Tuesday is, then, you're not really into politics, which is fine. You're not supposed to be. You're allowed to be an American if you don't vote, you know? Yeah. But you're not an American if you do vote, okay? Illegals, I'm talking to you. En Español, I don't know how to say it, but you get it. If you listen, why would you listen to this? Even though I'm sure you have phones and iPod fucking AirPods and shit. Meanwhile, I'm driving a 2004 Hyundai Elantra. This thing is a beast, though, okay? It's great on the gas mileage. Great on the gas mileage. A little loud, but that's okay. She's a loud bitch. That's fine. Everybody loves a screamer, you know what I mean? Maybe. I mean, how do you know you're doing it right? If she's just like, meh, meh, meh. Yeah. I'm getting into sex. I just went off on a, I went from politics to sex. Who else could do that? Not many. Oh, man, yeah. Direct eye contact. If you make direct eye contact and then she gets louder, she thinks you're hot. Pay attention, fellas. Them's the kicker. If she fucks you with her eyes closed, hey, I mean, at least the job's getting done. You know what I mean? Right? Is she thinking about somebody else? Probably. Is she possibly just enjoying the moment? Possibly, yeah. But I lead towards the former. It is what it is. It is what it is. Anyway, Super Tuesday is when there's a bunch of states. I think there's like 8 or 9 states. And they all have their primaries today. Right? So there's 3 types of primaries. There's opened, semi-open, and closed. Open means anybody could vote for whoever the fuck they want. Anyone. Democrats could vote against the GOP. So, for instance, you got Nikki Haley and you got Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump so much, they're going to vote for Nikki Haley. You know what I mean? That's pretty much what that means. So, if Nikki Haley could quite possibly take a state that's open based on how much they hate Trump, which is fucked up. They're not voting for her because they like her. They're voting for her because they don't want to see Trump in office. It has nothing to do with her politics. So I think that's a little shaded. But every state has their own preference, which is fine. It is what it is. I don't give a shit. Semi-open is if you're like an independent. You're not a Democrat. You're not a Republican. You're somewhere in the middle, constitutionalist, libertarian, independent. You can vote. You can vote for whoever you think you want to vote for at that time. Maybe sometimes you're Democrat. Maybe sometimes you're a Republican. Or you vote that way. And that's semi-open. Closed means you vote for your party. That's the one I like. It can't be corrupted by outside sources. So closed means you vote for your party. It's closed primary. It's a Republican primary, Donald Trump or Nikki Haley. Those are your choices. Right? No one's going to vote for Nikki Haley in a closed primary because they don't want her to win. In an open or semi, they're going to be like, yeah, Nikki Haley because I don't want Trump. Oh, what policies do you like about Nikki Haley? None of them. I just don't want Trump. That mindset is what got us fucked in 2020. I'm voting for Biden because he's not Trump. Oh, what politics do you like? What policies? What campaign promises did you enjoy? Oh, not, I don't know. None of them. I don't care. I just don't like Trump. Because he said something once upon a time, maybe. And he was an insurrectionist. Oh, he's not, what do you mean he's, oh, he's not an insurrectionist? No, I don't know. I've been, the mainstream media has told me plenty of times that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. I heard it firsthand from CNN, MSNBC, the J6 Commission. Those were members of Congress. They said that they said that he's an insurrectionist. Why he's not in prison, I don't know. Oh, is Donald Trump charged with insurrection? Absolutely. I think 91 times. No! These people are fucking stupid. They have no idea what they're talking about. Nothing. No one has been charged with insurrection, right? So Colorado overturned not Colorado. The Supreme Court overturned the Colorado Supreme Court because the Secretary of State, the co-Secretary of State, was like, we're going to take Trump off the ballot because he's an insurrectionist. And so when it came back 9-0 in favor of Trump, she was like, oh my God, the system's broken. Ah! Corruption. Corruption. Keith Olbermann, if you remember that fucking crying fool. He's like, we have to dissolve the Supreme Court. You can't take a person off the ballot for something he didn't do. Is he a felon? No. Is he an insurrectionist? No. Is he guilty of any of these fucking indictments, which makes him a felon? No. None of them. None. Zero zilch. But here we are, still, you know, trying to throw Trump under a bus. They've been trying to do it since 2015. This is insane to me. It's damn near laughable. Really. Like, really, really. Get over it. They've come to the conclusion, like, we're just going to have to... We're going to have to beat him at the polls. We're going to have to beat him on Election Day. And that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. When it comes to, like, the black vote, Donald Trump has 23% of the black vote. Compared to last time when it was like maybe 6 or something. Something insane. Anyway, the Democrats have lost a lot of the black vote. Any GOP candidate, any Republican that has 23% of the black vote is going to be president of the United States. That's it. That's just how it's going to be. Okay? I went on TikTok Live yesterday. Oh my God. Holy triggered. I'm in a cult. I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm a fascist. Netanyahu's Hitler. The shit that comes out of these people's mouths. Let's just try to do it fair and square, people, okay? You run your guy, we'll run our guy. There won't be any debates because Biden can't stand up straight, let alone read a teleprompter, let alone have an open debate where somebody's not in his ear. And I guarantee you someone's going to be in his ear. But even if you have the best team in your ear, the Democrat Party is so progressively socialist Marxist left now that whatever they say is going to make no fucking sense. It's going to be insane. A lot of the things that they're pushing is for things that don't make sense when it comes to our Bill of Rights, the Constitution, capitalism. They want everybody to share everything. How much do you have? A lot. How much do you have? A little. You guys are going to trade up a little bit. The little guy's going to give you nothing, and you're going to give the little guy more. And meanwhile, the guy that's busted his ass from bottom to top, he has to give up more because people don't want to do anything? Capitalism works this way, folks. If you start a business and it succeeds, good for you. You might be a millionaire. You could even be a billionaire. If you start a business and it fails, sorry, you don't get a bailout. You don't get a bailout. And the Biden administration is taking advantage of that in regards to mom and pop shops. So you start your own mom and pop shop, it fails, that's your responsibility, too bad, so sad. But what if the government influences your closing? What if the government closes, you know, society down for 2 years, does homeschooling, social distancing, wearing a mask, mom and pop shops need to be closed, no more than one person in the store at a time. Nobody wants to go through all that fucking drama. So if your business closed because the government is responsible, shouldn't you be compensated fairly for that? Because I don't believe anybody was. There was that forgiveness thing where, you know, businesses got little loans and stuff, but that was nothing. And a lot of those loans went to people that were already millionaires. Robert De Niro's restaurant. I don't think he needs it, okay? He doesn't need the bailout. Fucking mom and pop shop in the middle of a fucking rural area pizza place. Yeah, they probably need it. It's favoritism at its finest, folks. Democrats get whatever they want as long as you hold the line. As long as you toe the line, as long as you vote the way you're supposed to. If you're Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, Tulsi Gabbard, and you leave and you stray from the party, then you're an outcast. Democrats vote Marxist. Like, everyone, what do you vote? They huddle. It's like they have a fucking pregame huddle and, like, how are we doing this? What are we doing? We're standing strong on this one. We're voting for this. And they all vote uniformly, yay or nay. When you stray, like Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, Tulsi Gabbard, you're outcast. You're bad. You're horrible for the party. Follow the Hive Borg mentality and do everything they say and don't stray. And we will take care of you. You'll do what we'll get you. We'll get you awesome lobbies. You'll be a millionaire. You could have two $30,000 fridges like Nancy Pelosi. And it would be great. You'll love it. Just for gelato. Remember that freaking interview? She's like, oh, this is my fridge for gelato. I love gelato. Man. Directly from Italy. Man. Oh, must be nice. Must be nice. Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You go in there making $100, $250, whatever, $300,000 a year as a congressman or a senator, and you're a millionaire? You're a millionaire, like hundreds of millions, dozens of millions. How does that happen? And how does your family get rich, Joe? How is your brother James and Hunter? How are they rich? But you didn't know about it. Okay. These people are lying under oath. His brother and his son. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, my father didn't know anything about it. Okay. Okay. How are you testifying when you can't even testify for yourself? Oh, I don't know if I did this. I could have been high. I could have been drunk. I could have been stoned. Oh, my dad for sure had no idea. I don't believe you, Hunter. I don't believe you, man. No one believes you, dude. You got a senile old man as president, a corrupt son, a cokehead, the cocaine that was left in the White House. Come on now. Seriously? We know whose it is. We know who it is, okay? Whether it was there for a day or two. And I know they know who it is. You're telling me you have all these cameras and you're arresting thousands of people that were walking in the Capitol building on January 6th, but you don't know who dropped a fucking baggie of cocaine in the goddamn White House? Corruption, folks. It doesn't apply. It doesn't apply to Democrats. Democrats are safe. You could break the law. You could do corrupt things. Last time I checked, Epstein Island, all the people on that list, where is the list, by the way? Are those people being prosecuted for child trafficking, kiddie porn, pedophilia? No! Why? Democrats, I'm telling you. And this isn't fake news. We all know Jeffrey Epstein was the guy. We all know Bill Clinton was part of it. Prince Adam. Eric, whatever his fucking name is. The Queen's kid, the youngest. He was part of it. Harvey Weinstein, apparently Chris Tucker. These are just names that I've heard. Are they verified? No. I think Clinton is. But I don't know. I mean, maybe they are verified, maybe they're not. But the list was released, right? Or was it not? So where are those, why are those people not being prosecuted for doing what they did? And I know Jeffrey Epstein freaking had like a list, videotaped it, blackmail tapes. Ghislaine Maxwell, where's she at? You know she knows all the information. Let her talk. Let her testify to the public. Let her write a book. Let her write a book. Come on. Let her write a book. First-hand testimony. You can call it defamation if you want to, but freedom of speech still exists, and she was there. This isn't hearsay. She was actually there. She was the bookkeeper. She was the fucking goddamn Ghostbusters gatekeeper. She knows. She knows. But no. You know why? Because Democrats. That's why. Why does the world suck? Because Democrats. Why does the economy suck? Because Democrats. Everyone wants to talk about, oh, look at the stock market. It's doing good. It's fluctuating crazy. Crazy it's fluctuating. Is it good? Maybe. Is it bad? Whatever. The regular families that aren't invested in their 401k because they can't afford it, they're still struggling. You could claim, oh, look at the stock market. Look at how great it's doing. All right, now talk to fucking any regular family on the street in any city, state, or township, and they'll be able to tell you. No. Go ask them how their 401k is doing. They probably cashed it out already and paid all the taxes on it to get a couple thousand bucks. Why? Because they got to feed their families. Why? Because that's the right thing to do. Especially in this economy. We're fucked, people. We're not doing good. The economy's not booming. Oh, you know, unemployment's down and lots of people getting jobs. You know, oh, really? How many of these jobs are secondhand jobs? Third jobs. Because they got to put food on the table. People are working three jobs just to, like, provide for their family. The Democrats. Because Democrats. That's why. Because Democrats. Remember when it was, like, one income? You could get a car. On one income, you could get a car. You could get a house. You'd work, like, a regular 9-to-5. You didn't have to kill yourself. Overtime wasn't all the time, you know? Your wife could stay at home with the kids. We were educated. Right? The house was always clean because that was the woman's job and she wanted to do it. But now she has to go out in the workforce. Now he has to go out in the workforce. Now the children come home to an empty house and they got to eat bullshit from a fucking can or a goddamn Pop-Tart because mom's not there. Dad's not there. And statistically, guys make more money because they work more, right? And they're exhausted when they come home. And I don't blame them. They have a lot of weight on their shoulders. And the women, they're exhausted too. Because not only are they working, but they have to come home and do the womanly deeds. So now the men and the kids have to pick up that gap, which makes them feel lesser. Why? Because they have to do more for less, which is fucked up. You know why? Because Democrats... That's why. One income used to do it. That's not the case anymore. This country used to be patriotic and fun and free. And now we're scraping day to day, hurting. We're in pain. You know why? Because Democrats. And I'll see you guys next time. I love you. Bye.